Lizzie Snow is from Area 7, and she is the recipient of the Beacon Charm Award here at the USEA convention. First of all, congratulations, Lizzie.
Thank you very much.
Well, you're from Area 7. You have two horses. You've come up through the ranks of young riders, and as a recipient, you've obviously competed at two-star level. Tell us what this grant means to you.
It's a huge honor to be able to be nominated and receive this grant. It's so generous of Sophie DuPont to donate this $5,000, and it's for education and continuing to be able to take lessons and entries, and it's made a huge difference already. I'm kind of already started planning my season with it, and I'd love to possibly go down to Wellington and do some dressage work with a guy that's been coming up to Southern Pines, so hopefully that will be in the works.
Well, that's cool, because really it is all about the training that you put in, the coaching and the lessons that you can get to advance your career as well. And you do have a lot of traveling to do from Oregon, don't you?
Yes, I actually live in Southern Pines, North Carolina, so it's not quite as long of a trip, but it's still a haul.
It certainly is, and to go down to Florida is a little bit easier. But in terms of your program for next year, your schedule with the two horses you have, Lizzie, tell us about that.
With the young Irish horse I have, Ringfort Tinka Turk, I would love to get him to the CCI two-star at Young Riders. He's done one intermediate so far and seems like a good promising horse for the future. And hopefully I will take Coal Creek to the CCI three-star at Bromont and then Fairhill in the fall.
Terrific. So, I mean, going forward now, I mean, would you call yourself a professional? Remind everybody how old you are.
I am 20. No, I do not consider myself a professional yet. Still trying to figure out if that's something that I'm going to do. I've got to finish school first and kind of figure out life. But hopefully that will be something that I can do in the future.
Well, you've heard David O'Connor lay out his plans and vision for the future for the team, which is obviously going to ripple down to grassroots, to juniors, young riders, and so on. What kind of inspiration do you draw from that for your own goal setting?
I think what David has proposed is great. I've done the developing rider program for the past 2 years now, and I think what he's done with the age groups, the under 18 and the under 25, I think that's huge, because it's going to be a lot of education and a lot more detailed than just a couple lessons here and there. So I think that he's going all the way back to the basics, and I think it's going to be great.
So that's a $5,000 check you got with that Beacon Charm grant. I mean, as you said, a huge honor to get that. And you're going to put it to good use then next year. We're going to see you higher up the leaderboard then, are we, on some of these competitions?
I hope so. I know that it will certainly help in any way possible. And hopefully to be able to go work with John Zapati would be phenomenal, because he is fantastic at what he does.
Terrific. Well, the best of luck next season, and I'm sure that grant will be well spent. So we look forward to seeing you back in competition next year, Lizzie. Well done.
Thank you very much.